JetBlue Airways has a $2 million fine to pay from the Department of Transportation, marking the first time the agency has held a major airline accountable for what it calls unrealistic scheduling. The penalty stems from several routes flown between June 2022 and November 2023, consistently delayed by the airline. The DOT defines a flight as chronically delayed if it is more than 30 minutes late over half the time and runs late at least 10 times a month. The DOT specifically warned JetBlue about four of its East Coast routes as they work to improve overall service for travelers. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said, "Illegal chronic flight delays make flying unreliable for travelers. Today's action puts the entire airline industry on notice that we expect their flight schedules to reflect reality. Frequent delays have affected flights between New York's JFK Airport and Raleigh, North Carolina, as well as routes from New York to Fort Lauderdale and Orlando, Florida." The department also flagged flights between Fort Lauderdale and Connecticut. Data submitted by JetBlue to the Transportation Department shows the airline was responsible for 70% of the delays. The agency said it resulted in 395 delays and cancellations for passengers. Under the Transportation Department's rules, airlines are prohibited from setting schedules that do not reflect actual departure and arrival times. However, JetBlue is pushing back, blaming the government for air traffic control issues. JetBlue spokesperson Derek Dombrowski said, "We have used tens of millions of dollars to reduce flight delays, particularly related to ongoing air traffic control challenges in our largest markets in the Northeast and Florida. Half of the $2 million fine will go to passengers who experience delays on the affected flights. The other portion will go to the U.S. Treasury."